I walked into a diner yesterday. I said, "Do you serve crabs in this restaurant?" And the waiter said, "We serve anyone, sir. Take a seat."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Are you broke? If your tires are balder than your great-granddad and you are reusing coffee grounds, you, my friend, are broke. If you find yourself Googling recipes for roadkill and make regular trips to pawn shops to visit your stuff, you are broke. If your TV has two channels, on and off, if you rely on fireflies for light at night, if you can't even afford to pay attention, then you are broke. I grew up below what our government calls the poverty line, so I know a little about this. Someone gave my mother a recipe for budget breath mints. It's ideal if you're short on cash and hosting a dinner party. Here it is. Ready? Eat at a restaurant, then fill your pockets from the breath mint jar. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. Here's the recipe. Take one tube of toothpaste, preferably mint flavored, place in freezer for 4 hours. Cut open. Slice contents into wafer thin pieces. Serve chilled. Satisfies up to 44 guests and gives them something to talk about for years. Natasha can relate to being broke. She worked at a Domino's pizza joint in Pickering, Ohio. One Sunday, she was asked to deliver a pizza to a strange address, a local church. When Natasha arrived with the $5.99 pizza, she was summoned up to the stage by the pastor, Steve Markle. She walked nervously onto the platform. "What's the biggest tip you've ever received?" Steve asked Natasha. $10, she replied. Steve said to her, "Natasha, we've been teaching our church this last month about being generous, and so we did something special for you today. We took up a special offering for a tip for you. So from our three services combined, we collected this much money." And that's when the Reverend handed over a bulging wad of cash. "This is $1,046 to be exact," he said with a grin, "and I hope this can help you. I don't know what's going on in your life." Natasha was speechless. "An awful lot," she finally said, and then she broke down in tears. "Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody." Pastor Steve was wrapping up a sermon series called "I Was Broke, Now I'm Not." It was about the riches we have in Christ. I like that story because, you know, I've had several waitresses, including my own daughter, tell me that the worst day to wait tables is Sunday. The tips are as rare as a stylish mullet. Which is sad, don't you think? And ironic. Followers of Jesus are the recipients of such amazing grace that we should be known for passing it along, as well as everything else we receive. After all, we are far richer than we think. Each Christmas season, we celebrate the fact that God gave up everything. He went broke for us. And he had everything to give up, didn't he? He owned every last atom in the universe, yet he stepped down from his throne in heaven and was born as the most helpless one among us, born in a barn, into a poor family. Why would he do this? The Apostle Paul gives the answer in 2 Corinthians 8. "You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich." Jesus was born that very first Christmas so that you could truly be rich, not in breath mints or money or stuff, but in things we can't cram into our coffins, in things that last forever. Jesus never owned much more than the clothes on his back and the sandals on his feet. He had no place to lay his head. He experienced our poverty, our hunger, our pain, and he died in our place as our substitute. So here's the biggest tip I can give you. It's not $1,046. But next time you order a pizza and follow it up with a breath mint, I hope you'll remember God's grace and pass it along.
Guess what? Laugh Again's 31 Days of Hope and Humor devotional is now available. In it, Phil reminds us that our relationship with Christ can bring joy and assurance, even in the midst of uncertainty. Order your free copy of 31 Days of Hope and Humor now at laughagain.us or by calling 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.